I'm Kevin Cole, and excited to have in the studio Scotland Yard Gospel Choir. Welcome to KEXP. It's good
Thank
to have you,
Kevin.
Here.
Great to be here.
And you guys are playing tonight at the High Dive.
Mm-hmm. Our first time in Seattle.
Well, it's great having you here, and we love both of the records.
Oh,
and
great.
The new one's awesome. And just a weird coincidence, you happen to be wearing a Morrissey shirt I didn't plan on.
Oh, see, I thought I inspired you.
you might have. It,
and I thought you picked
possible.
Up on Mary's pink flag, you know, that she was waving earlier. Get a little wire going.
Excellent. Do you mind playing a couple songs, and then we'll
sure
chat a little bit?
Yeah.
Cool.
This one's called Aspidistra. One, two, one, two, three. I used to buy drugs down at Aspidistra. I used to buy drugs, I knew all the police by first name. How are the white men kids? I'm just hanging out, no need to run me in. I left my mom's house with the feeling that something needed doing, and I was just the one to do it. And if something went wrong, it was always my fault. And if something went right, I was never involved. The boys I knew, they were never nice. And the girls I never seen were seeing twice. I never knew what to do when the night seemed ready to conclude. And there were too many running, too much running away. And if you ask me now, I'd say I'm not sorry for buying drugs down at Aspidistra. Hanging out with you ever at least the kids that got nowhere to go. If you got it to share them, and they won't say no. But there were too many running, too much running away. And if you ask me now, I'd say I'm not. Next song is called I Never Thought I Could Feel This Way for a Boy, and I want to dedicate it tonight to Dan Savage, our favorite columnist, who I know is a local for you guys, but who's a special treat in our paper every week. One, two, one, two, three, four. We'll be right back.
guys. Scotland Yard Gospel Choir live on the afternoon show here, KEXP. I never thought I could feel this way for a boy and Aspiditra, both from the new record. Sounding great, playing at the High Dive tonight. So how you doing?
Doing well. I've never been to Seattle. I'm so glad to be here, man. This is our first West Coast tour. And while I had been on band business in Los Angeles before, I'd never really been north of there, so it's special.
Yeah? When did you get in?
We just got in this morning, actually. We stayed in Olympia last night, drove up past the Route 5 detour, and yeah, just rolled in, man, 20 minutes before we showed up at the station.
So do you get time to explore a new city like this when you tour, or...
It's tough. It's tough. Once in a while we do. In San Francisco, we had a couple of days off, so we got to go in. We were staying in Oakland across the water, and it was nice to be able to go into San Francisco and explore Oakland. We went to Berkeley for an afternoon, but a lot of the time we just roll in and out. You know, Santa Cruz, we rolled into the show, unloaded, played, rolled right out.
Yeah.
So we don't get to see anything.
Well, it's good to have you here. So this is the afternoon show. I'm Kevin Cole talking to Elia of Scotland Yard Gospel Choir, and you've said before that this band has had 75 plus members. So,
yes,
would you introduce who you have here today?
Sure, we've got the touring band here today. We've got Mark on bass, Mark Yoshizumi. We've got Jay Hot Sauce Williams on drums.
Nice.
We've got Sam Rambo Johnson on trumpet, Ethan the Adelsman Era on violin, and Mary Ralph on guitar and vocals.
Welcome. So, when you play in Chicago, you sometimes have a huge lineup. So
we do, yeah.
How do the song arrangements change? Is it a compromise having a stripped down band like just six or seven members? Is it less of a compromise? Is it more of a compromise having a bigger band? How do you handle all that?
You know, I enjoy it as long as we've got the minimum. I enjoy it almost as much either way. This is pretty much the smallest band that we ever tour with. And while we have toured with up to nine, it gets out of control.
Yeah.
It just costs so much money to bring so many people along. But yeah, in Chicago, we easily have 12 or 14 or 15 people on stage. We bring up dancers. We have extra horn players, sometimes extra string players, singers. Yeah, it just, you know, we kind of suck any talented musician into our orbit into the band for a while.
That sounds like a ton of fun.
It is, yeah.
So the new record is actually on a Chicago label, and you guys are based out of Chicago, Bloodshot. And it's kind of a different sounding record for what you typically think of as a Bloodshot record. How'd you hook up with them?
Well, I was really surprised that they were interested in signing us, to be honest. I had a side project that I was doing called Elia's World-Renowned Choir Boy Jug Stompers. It was kind of a Scotland Yard Gospel Choir kind of sub-band where we were doing folk and country stuff that I'd written. And I emailed Nan Warshaw from Bloodshot to see if they wanted to record that and put that out on the label. And she said, "We've heard great things about you. Why don't you send us your real record? Because we like to work with our artists on all their different projects." So I told her, honestly, I it sounds like nothing else on your label, but I'm a massive fan of your label, so give it a listen, see what you think. And she came out to a show in Chicago, asked us to come to New York to play at CMJ.
Wow.
So everyone else could see us and we could, you know, get to meet everyone, all the Bloodshot affiliates and everything. And they asked us to sign. It was great.
At this point, had the new record already been finished? Had you been working on demos and recordings?
We had, yeah. The record was finished. We were still, Mark and I co-produced it, and we were still doing some mix touch-ups and things like that. But we got to give them, I wouldn't even say a skeleton of record, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, not the final mixes and mastering, but other than that, they got to hear everything.
Now, I know that some of the Bloodshot folks, like Sally Timms, have played with you on at least live. Any other possible collaborations in the future?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Sally's on this record also, and so is Kelly Hogan and Nora O'Connor from Bloodshot. But definitely, with all three of those girls, we've got more plans. And I've begun writing for Sally's voice now, the way I do for our regular singer. So I told her she can't bail on us. She's got to be on the next record again.
When you say that, like writing for your regular singer, what do you mean?
Well, we have different singers who kind of regularly pop up on the records. There's myself, And then there's Ellen O'Hare, who sings on the record.
Yep.
I write different songs for different people's voices. You know, Ellen's voice is so lonely, which is why I love it. It's the one of, if not the most lonely voices I've ever heard in pop music. And
so when you're writing for her voice, are you writing lyrics that you feel like her voice embody?
It's hard to say. Well, because I write this, I would write the same lyrics even if I was going to sing it, but I write the whole feel of the song revolves around the singer. And I've got one on the new record that I wrote with Sally in mind for that same reason. Sally's got this absolutely gorgeous voice, and I just, when I actually hear the lyrics in my head, I'm hearing them in Sally's voice, and so I can write, then I can kind of write the orchestration around that and
cool.
The feel of the song.
Scotland Yard Gospel Choir live on the air here at KEXP playing tonight at the High Dive. And I would love to hear a couple more songs if you guys are into that.
Yeah, definitely. This next song is another one, as all of these are, I should say, from the record. This is called Then and Not a Moment Before. Just putting on our capos here. Ready, boys? And girl?
Just went out.
You went out?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we lost.
I'm back.
Okay, we're back. 1, 2. You feel that every night of your adult life's been a night of denial and desertion. I know that in your mind you shed your bread and wine with widows and with orphans. And now you're wondering why your children don't have a time of day for you anymore. You can't understand. You brought it upon yourself. And really, what did you expect? Leaving a single mother and three young children to fend for themselves while you had your freedom and your career. Business student who would do whatever you wanted her to do in bed. So if you must know how I feel about you, the truth is I could do without you. I'm far better off when you're far away. Let's set things straight. I despise your morals and your values, but it isn't you that I hate. Though I less than appreciate the way that you regale your friends with tales of travels in sunny lands while your children are going hungry. It's that kind of thing I don't appreciate at all. So if you must know how I feel about you, the truth is I could do without you. I'm far better off when you're far away. Offer you another branch, the will must be your own. And now I know as well as anyone that you're stuck in time. If you lay down your soul, well, I'll walk beside you again, but not before then, not before then. Then another moment before. So if you must know how I feel about you, the truth is I could do without you. Far better off when you're far away. So if you must know how I feel about you, the truth is I could do without you. Far better off when you're far away. 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 Far better off. The song we're going to sing is called Everything You Paid For. Switch instruments quickly here. All right.
Scotland Yard Gospel Choir, live on KXP, playing tonight at the High Dive, along with Curtains for You.
Sorry about the delay here, just switching instruments. It's funny, on the ads, it's They come up saying, Scotland Yard Gospel Choir, curtains for you. And what was the one we had, Mary?
In San Francisco, the band that opened for us was called Reduced to Ruin. So all over San Francisco said, Scotland Yard Gospel Choir, Reduced to Ruin.
It's like, why? Is it 10-hour drives every day? Is
fast
it
food?
Yeah, fast food for every meal? Is it sleeping on the floor in a cold attic? What could it be?
All that.
Yeah.
A holy Bible and a book on punk rock grace your shelves alongside Steinbeck, Salinger, and Guthrie, and a compendium of modern poetry. And you're always a stone's throw away from the great beyond. At least you feel you are, or you're something else.
Got one more song for you today. This one's called Obsessions. Another instrument switch. All right. Spent my life trying to be easy. So please, the ones who love me, to win the hearts of everyone I met riding on the train. There's an enemy sleeping, a cave underwater, the castle is falling, the sacrifice at the altar. There's nails in my body, there's blood on my lips, my obsessions crack the whip, and I'm jumping at the bit. And now I've been hiding out at home, writing out the Bible, writing out the Bible, writing out the. I've been hiding out at home, writing out the Bible, writing out the Bible, writing out the. I've been hiding out at home, writing out the Bible, writing out the Bible, and waiting out the hours spent wrapped around the bedpost in supermarket aisles. It's fear and resentments. 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 My life trying to be easy. So please, the ones who love me, to win the hearts of everyone I met riding on the train.
The Scotland Yard Gospel Choir. Obsessions is the track. Everything You Paid For Before That, and Then and Not a Moment Before, all live here in the studio. You can find the recorded versions on the new record, which is self-titled. Sounded fantastic.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm glad you thought that we're all singing through streaming codes. We've got our herbal raspberry tea.
Really? Really?
Between songs here, yeah.
Getting the road wear and
tear. And when you're all in the same van, if one person gets sick, man, everyone goes down.
Yeah, it's like the radio station here. We just,
yeah,
you know, the studio itself, we all share the same mic and, you know, it just goes round and round and round.
I've heard that Kiss bring toothbrushes to clean their microphones before they sing. Maybe
really?
We should start doing
wow.
that.
Wow. We were thinking of getting different, you know, there's these foam things on the mics that maybe, you know, DJs could have personalized ones.
Yeah.
Hey, is it ever difficult singing a song that has a strong emotional significance that's based on real life experiences? Or?
No, not at all. To be honest, that's the kind I most like to sing. You know, sometimes we'll do a cover, but even those we like to do more emotional covers, you know?
Yeah.
Like we've been doing... Fairy Tale of New York, you know, which is fun and, you know, kind of a well of emotion at the same time. But no, the songs I write are all either from my life directly or the people I love's life, you know, and that's the only way I know how to write and sing songs, really.
Yeah, those are the kind of songs that definitely as a music fan I connect with. And I always get a cathartic sense listening to them, like even when they can be touching emotionally, like in this case, Everything You Paid For. Something about that really strikes a chord for me, but I always feel really good about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we were talking about Morrissey before. I think that, you know, that's the same kind of thing. There's certain bands that I go back to when I need that sort of comforting, and he's certainly one. You know, the Stone Roses, you know, bands like that can really bring you, even though the lyrics may be sad, they can bring you to a place of comfort in yourself.
Right.
So, that sounded very new age, didn't it? Maybe I should be drinking chamomile tea.
Yeah. Who knows what you'd say then? That'd be pretty mellowing, probably. So what's next for you guys?
We're playing tonight, and then we're going to, we have a few more shows in Minneapolis, a couple in Chicago, and then I'm actually splitting to Britain for a few weeks to see my family over the holidays. Then I think we're going to regroup and do some more touring, especially around South by Southwest, but we're going to be doing new demos as well.
Yep. So this record is still really new, so you'll be kind of working behind that and playing mm-hmm. and through the spring while trying to fit in time to do some
It's side exciting,
things.
Man. Yeah. This is the first time we've been, in steadily in almost every city in papers. They're writing about us. We're on the radio. We're going on some TV shows. It's a dream come true, you know?
That's good to hear.
I mean, an anxious, guilt-ridden, obsessive-compulsive dream come true.
Does it feel almost like, in some weird ways, this is like the first record since there was so much time between the two?
Yeah, it was 4 years between the two records. And, the first record I shared with two other songwriters. So this is the first one where I wrote all the songs and, arranged pretty much everything myself. And, it really felt like this is the best that we can do. We're giving you our best, and we hope you like it, you know? And so that's why, we're touring as much as we can behind it and doing as much press as we can, because, I don't know, it really feels like, for me, it is an expression of everything that I wanted to put out there. We did get it. We got it this time, you know?
Nice. So that's got to be a great feeling. Well, congratulations. Yeah. The record's great. You guys sound fantastic.
Kevin.
And playing tonight at the High Dive, and hopefully coming back to Seattle sometime soon.
Hopefully, yeah.
So it's the Scotland Yard Gospel Choir live on KEXP, and a big time thanks to Julian for sound and Jack for helping out behind the scenes. This is the afternoon show, KEXP Seattle.